Now to Taiwan, where an unusual thing happened today. A senior Chinese official visited for the first time, trying to ease tensions with the island that have existed for more than 60 years. His name is Zhang Zhejun, and he is China's Taiwan Affairs Office Director, and his visit is a result of the latest controversy between China and Taiwan, a new trade pact under consideration. The concern in Taiwan is that the agreement would increase the island's dependence on China. The BBC's Cindy Su is in Taiwan. She joins us from Taipei. And Cindy, how significant is this visit?
Well, this is quite significant because it's the first time such a high-ranking official from China's central government is visiting Taiwan. Now, this visit follows another one, a previous one in February, when a Taiwanese official went to China to see Mr. Zhang. So this is like a reciprocal visit. And it's significant because the two sides have been at odds with each other and living side by side but under great tensions for the past few decades since the end of the Chinese Civil War in 1949. Essentially, they were behaving like the U.S. and Cuba in many ways. But now, over the past few years, they've tried to create a new relationship where they engage with each other, not just economically. There was already a lot of trade going on between the two sides, but they want to formalize the relationship and create government-to-government contact.
And it sounds like these Chinese officials are very interested in getting more involved with Taiwan, in part because of Taiwan's economy.
Yes, well, Taiwan's economy is one of the reasons. I mean, the island is one of the high-tech powerhouses in the world, and China very much would like to tap the high-tech energy here and talent here, as well as, you know, build cooperations with the companies here that make all sorts of things from Apple's iPads and iPhones to designing new products. But that's just one part of it. The key reason behind China's attempts to woo the Taiwanese is really actually political. China very much feels that Taiwan is a part of the motherland and should be reunited with the mainland one day. And some of our listeners might know the history of Taiwan. It was basically taken by the Japanese during World War II under what the Chinese would call unfair treaties. And after World War II ended and the China-Japan War ended, Taiwan was briefly under the rule of the Kuomintang, which was in China at the time. But later on, the Kuomintang and the Chinese Communist Party had a bitter civil war and the communists won, and the Kuomintang fled to Taiwan. So the communists very much believes that this is a province of China's, which actually should very rightly so return to China. But that's something that the Taiwanese very much disagree with. They see Taiwan as an independent country, a sovereign country that rules itself, and they don't want the Chinese to come here and tell them what to do.
Which brings us to these protests that we're seeing in Taiwan over this visit.
Yes, and these protests are among many that have been going on over the past few years, even as relations have improved to a, you know, unprecedented point since the Civil War ended. There are people who are still quite worried that despite these trade deals on the surface seeming to benefit Taiwan, that they might carry some unintended consequences, that by becoming closer and closer to China and becoming economically dependent on China, it might make it harder for Taiwan to fend off some of the political pressures from Beijing, including to reunify one day.
Well, tell us about this trade pact that's under discussion.
Well, the trade pact basically would open up each side's services sector to the other in a much greater way than it already is. So basically, the Chinese companies would have some access to Taiwan's services sector. That means some Chinese hair salons or some small businesses will be able to come here, big businesses as well. But the more significant part is that Taiwanese companies, including banks and travel agencies, would be able to go to China and expand their investments there, open more branches, have wholly owned companies instead of joint ventures. So basically, it gives the Taiwanese companies much greater access to China's market. So again, so this is one of the agreements that looks like Beijing has given some concessions to Taiwan. And it looks good on the whole. But again, given the suspicions here that some Taiwanese people have towards China, it has been stalled in the legislature for months. And the student protests that we saw in March and April were very much against this trade deal. And it's not just the trade deal. The trade deal was just a symbol of the suspicions that some Taiwanese people have towards China. They are against any future trade deals that are not negotiated in an open manner. They want to scrutinize every trade deal line by line, word by word, because they simply don't trust the current government, which they see as being very pro-China.
That's the BBC's Cindy Su in Taipei, Taiwan. Cindy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
And stay with us. This is Here and Now.